Golden Valley President and CEO Corey Borgeson says EcoGreen's initial proposal, submitted in December, raised a few eyebrows, partly because it was submitted under a federal program that was established to encourage greater use of renewable power from such sources as wind and solar. Borgeson says Golden Valley didn't have much experience with the program, and the agency that administers it, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC.
Our experience with FERC is limited, and Golden Valley doesn't receive too many of these requests.
Borgeson says Golden Valley began working on a tariff in response to the proposal as required by law. The document would outline the price the utility would pay for the power, along with other details such as how it would be uploaded onto the grid. He says the utility invested a lot of time and expense studying the complex proposal, which called for generating 55 megawatts with both wind and power from 11 propane-fired backup generators in Fairbanks and North Pole.
As you might imagine, our members have to incur the cost of the analysts and consultants that we utilize.
But Golden Valley halted work on the tariff last month after it was unable to confirm that EcoGreen had been certified by FERC as a qualifying facility, or QF. A company official says a mix-up led FERC to delay certifying EcoGreen after the company had submitted an initial so-called self-certification application in early January.
It caused some confusion on their side as to which forms we should be using and how the self-certification should be handled. So that was the initial issue.
Mike Kraft is a Fairbanks-based wind power developer and a partner in the EcoGreen venture.
And so what FERC recommended was that we fill out three different forms, one for the wind farm, one for the generators, and one with them both combined.
Kraft's referring to a 25-megawatt wind farm the proposal called for building in Delta Junction, next door to a 2-megawatt facility that he and his Alaska Environmental Power partners own and operate. Kraft says when he and his EcoGreen partners reapplied with FERC, they modified the plan by proposing to build a larger wind farm and increasing the hybrid system's total output to 100 megawatts. They also proposed locating two more of the 5-megawatt propane generators near Clear Air Force Station to provide both power and heat, which were produced by a small coal-fired power plant on base until Air Force officials shut it down 3 years ago.
So they were using oil boilers now, very expensive for them, in comparison to what they were doing before.
Kraft says EcoGreen's proposal also would provide heat produced by the propane-fired cogenerating units for adjacent government and privately owned buildings. He says that would cut their fuel costs and reduce Golden Valley's use of coal and other fossil fuels, which would in turn help reduce the Fairbanks area's serious air pollution problems. But Borgeson says EcoGreen's modified proposal raised more questions, which led Golden Valley to petition the Regulatory Commission of Alaska to allow the utility to stop work altogether on the tariff.
We've made the decision to hold off on doing any further work.
The commission granted Golden Valley a temporary stay on March 15th while it reviews the petition in the lead up to an April 3rd hearing. The commission is expected to make a decision before September. Golden Valley also petitioned FERC to declare that EcoGreen's project does not qualify as a QF. The federal commission will accept public comments on that matter until April 5th and will issue a ruling later. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.